بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله is the greatest. There is none like him.
Yeah, I welcome you to another day, beautiful episode of Bad Guy Radio. I got a story to tell. Yeah.
Some people call me Beta Guy the Alchemist. Some people call me Bad Guy the Alchemist.
Another episode.
Whichever rhymes is probably the best.
Yeah.
But it's probably a test. Because everywhere I look,
looking like mess.
I got a story that you ought to know. Telling me what it's like, just living in my soul. This feeling inside
got me on parole.
Our love was strong, so we really had to go. I got a story that you really have to take.
Colonization.
I never mistake. When much was wrong, then you're gonna take.
Yeah.
Tears, we're all gonna make that mistake. Got a little story that I have to let go.
Colonization happened and it lessened our soul.
A million smiles keeping deep within your soul. They won't last long, I'm forever on my own. I got a little promise that I'm living in the light. They're telling me everything is gonna be alright. Staring at the moon, not
thinking of the light.
Any soul above the ground is just living in the light. Got a little place I really gotta be. Tell me what I'm feeling deep
inside of me.
I'm just a little mirror in the night. My love was strong and I'm living in it light. Every day in life I'm just living
a good life.
I got a little space where I can make it all a dose. I hope the story lasts and it goes up with a kiss. I'm gonna live my life in a little mystery bliss. God's plan's the best.
And it goes like this.
Yeah.
God's plan's the best and it goes like this. Yeah, for real, man.
So that's the question. Who knows God's plan? Nobody knows God's plan. But I got a story to tell. Somehow, there has to be some type of master plan. The cosmos not just be there.
I swear.
The cosmos is always in vibration. If you follow hermetic principles, the principle of correspondence, states that as above, so below. As below,
so above.
This story that I'm telling, hopefully, can resonate above
and below.
I've given this some thought. This is my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got a story to tell by his maestro, my guy, the Alchemy, myself. I did that. I was inspired by the title, well, by the song. I got a story to tell by Notorious B.I.G., hip hop grandmaster, maestro, Notorious Biggie Smalls. I was inspired because I felt like Biggie Smalls, you know, he made history, you know, he makes history almost every other day, you know, his music is streamed worldwide, he's just like an icon, you know what I mean? However, it must be said that he was pretty misogynistic, pretty, you know, into violence, all about guns and stuff like that, and, you know, so who are your idols these days, you know? You never really know. Anyways, to each his own. I was inspired by Notorious B.I.G. to tell my own little story. And I got a story to tell. It's kind of like, I guess, me just sort of asking questions about life and, you know, the world. I guess one major sentence one major sentence or one major thing that I can draw out of the song is the line when I said colonization happened and it lessened our soul. So that part, colonization happened and it lessened our soul, I really felt like it was deep, you know. It's deep, it's a deep thought process, because, you know, the issue, slavery happened, you know, and that lessened our soul. Colonization, the whole process, all that, it lessened our soul. It made us less of the best of humans that we could be. And I honestly pray that we never see times like that again. So even though I don't propagate or populate violence or condone violence, I don't like it, and I don't like to express it or to promote it, but sometimes within art, you reach a sort of deadlock or a confusing point when, you know, it's like this art, this music that this person has produced has curse words, has this, the B word, the N word, has all kinds of curse words and things like that. And for someone that doesn't really condone that kind of thing, it's like, you know, it really feels, you know, like not the best. But I must say, I was inspired by Notorious B.I.G. So I think what I'm going to do, just to sort of pay homage and to keep it real, I'll just play I Got a Story to Tell, the original by Notorious B.I.G. in the section of sort of entertainment today. I was torn between that and this other song by Post Malone and Swae Lee, Sunshine or something it is. But I think I'll just keep that to another time. It's a spoiler alert. Maybe next episode will be Sunshine, but you know, you never know. Though I haven't made any songs called Sunshine, so maybe I'll do that, or I'm not really sure how it's going to go. But I think just to pay homage and to pay homage, to keep it real, you know, I'm an adult, and I'm sure my listeners are adults, and I'm sure a little curse word here and there is not going to kill them, it's not going to stop them from not listening. I'm not really someone that condones that, but I just want to keep it real, and, you know, expression is expression of art, you know. It's amazing. The song I Got a Story to Tell by Notorious B.I.G. is just, you know, it's a masterful take. So without further ado, please mind the curse words. I'll try to beep out some of those some of those curse words if I catch it. It's I Got a Story to Tell by Biggie Smalls. Enjoy.
Who y'all talking to, man? Oh, check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that
beep,
be fucking that
beep, beep.
All the niggas' cribs.
That's the beep. I'm trying to beep out the curse words. Enjoy.
Check it. I kick flows for you, kick down doors for you. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for you.
Beep.
Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Matt. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Weakness when you park that.
Petiteness.
But that ass fat. Got a body make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though.
Beep.
It's harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it and she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double.
Beep.
With the five in front. Probably a canary suck. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. Fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced. Television.
Versace heavens.
And I'm up in them. The shit she kicked. All the shit's legit. She get dick from a player on the
Utah.
Trip ridiculous. The shit was flush. She's testing me to fuck. Like she was in the rush. Fucked in his bed. Quite dangerous. I'm in his ass. While he's playing good for Utah Jazz.
My Montel CD blast.
I was passed. She came twice. I came last. Roll the grass. She giggled. Saying I'm smoking on homegrown.
And I had a moan. Honey, I'm home.
Yup. talk cruel for situations.
Which is like this. I'm up with his bro and I know he don't like this. Beep.
Before the stiff put a spark through him. Fuck around. Shit, dark to him. Lose a part through him.
Lose a major part to him. Arms, leg.
He begging me to stop, but the cap getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster.
Yeah.
Before my eyes to blaze, he screams out, honey, bring me up.
Some in the air,
Go back downstairs, more time to take. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm
cool as a fan. I'm about to blast her, man. And I care and I will, though.
I'm trying to chill, though, even though
situation looking kinda ill, yo.
It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, fill
up
some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up.
Beep.
Mouth with the pillowcase, play the cut. Nigga coming on some love, close to shit. Flash the heat on him.
He stood emotionless.
Drop the glass, screamer, don't blast. Here's the stash.
100 cat, just don't shoot my ass.
Please, nigga, pull a man.
Beep.
Out the floor, put stacks in the front of that sack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the five. Call my niggas on the cell. Bring some weed, I got a story to
tell. Yeah. I got a story to tell. Then this part where he's like talking, I think I kind of maybe took that from him as well. Like, I had to sort of say some stuff on my end as well, like, on my track. Biggie Smalls, one of the best storytellers there is, man. And all we do is storytelling, you know, and it's art, it's music. Bad Guy Radio, Bearded Guy Radio. Yeah. Beep. There's enough beeps. Enough beeps on this track, man. Holy. I couldn't find a clean version, you know, when I was looking for it. I was trying to create, like, the show and stuff, like, figure out how I was going to, like, execute today's show. And I couldn't find a clean version, but there's a bunch of beeps, man. A lot of curse words. A lot of curse words, man. Beep, beep. Beep. Yeah. By God, the alchemy, yeah. Biggie Smalls. Yeah. This is one of the best that ever done it, man. Respect, man. R.I.P. Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Nice. That was I Got a Story to Tell. So I guess that's like the original, you know, the I Got a Story to Tell by Biggie Smalls. So that inspired me, the title of this episode today, and also the title of the song that I released, I Got a Story to Tell. That was what I played initially. So it is the theme of the day. So, and I think we're just going to sort of stick to that theme. So the next part of the show for today, Bad Guy Radio, is the part where we do spoken word. So usually it's the theme of the day that we sort of do spoken word. So I'm just going to do sort of like a spoken word on the track, I Got a Story to Tell, some of the lyrics of the track. Some of it I sort of added, some of it were not written down, some of it were written down. But I'm just going to do like a sort of read over maybe some classical beats and, you know, like I always do, just to, you know, just give it like a different perspective. So far, I hope you've enjoyed the show. That all that curse word is not really my thing. Biggie Smalls, that's one thing. I think the violence and the misogyny and all that kind of stuff that he expressed, even though he was a master at his art and his music is still one of the best to today, you know, that's a library where people, you know, it's unlimited, man. You know, like you could always go back to Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. and learn one or two things or whatever. So we'll just move on to the next portion of the show, which is the spoken word portion. So the title of the spoken word poetry is I got a story to tell, just like the title of the episode. Enjoy. I got a story to tell. By Bad Guy the Alchemy. A Bitter Guy the Alchemy. This was inspired by the notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls. The title, I Got a Story to Tell, lives on till today. Thank you, Notorious B.I.G. I got a story to tell. I got a story you ought to know. Telling what it's like living in our soul. Cause this feeling deep inside has me on parole. Our love was strong, so it had to go. I got a little story that I have to make. You won't even know that it's daybreak. Much more on the road that you're gonna take. In tears, we're all gonna make that mistake. I got a little story that I have to let go. Colonization happened and it lessened our soul. A million smiles, keep it deep within your soul. They won't last long, I'm forever on my own. I got a promise to hold you tight. Tell me everything is gonna be alright. Staring at midnight after midnight. Any soul above the ground is just living in the light. I got a little place that I gotta be. Tell me what it's like deep inside of me. But I've never thought of how much since. Dancing under the starlight. I got a little place that I have to rip it off. This story will last for us, just like this. Cause I can't even tell her how long it is. The rain won't last long as we ever kiss. I got a story to tell. And it goes like this. God's plan's the best. And it goes like this. Bad Guy Radio. Bitter Guy Radio. Music is life. Life is music. Poetry is my thing. Music I adore. Music I make. Music I listen to, poetry I read, poetry I write, bad guy radio, right under the starlight. This has been another recording of Bad Guy Radio. I got a story to tell, and it goes like this. Until next time, take care and God bless.